Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. Summer Mary, please give us an update on the fabulous life you're living that I literally cannot even imagine living right now because I am so underwater.
I'm kind of like in detox mode right now. I'm living my Marin life in the burbs, sitting by the pool, watching TV.
I've seen the Summer Mary hat make a few appearances.
I have a really good tan rocking.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. She's just taken her shirt quite off for me to see, and it was not requested.
It's a really nice tan, and, you know, and just hiking, doing Orange Theory. I'm being healthy for the last 2 weeks.
So are you doing more than one activity a day?
No.
Okay. I wanted to make sure you're still sticking to your summer schedule. Well,
okay. So today I went on a walk with my friend and then I'm doing this. So that's kind of two activities.
Wow.
I don't like to do more than, and I paid a parking ticket today. I did some checklist marks.
Wow. You paid a parking ticket online?
Mm-hmm. and I paid my rent.
Wow. Wow. I love that your landlords are your parents because it is way after the first.
It's July 12th.
Yeah, I was just going to say, in fact, we're in double digits. My landlord on the third is like, what the fuck, where's your rent check? And I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm out of town.
It's a pretty loose process with the getting any money.
Be honest, how many months have you accidentally forgotten? I'll take that as all I need to know.
It's pretty it's a pretty loose system. We'll say that.
Okay. Well, here's the thing is I feel in the summer, you and I need to be switching places of location wise, because all these things are happening and
I could have had so much fun.
I've been so busy this week. One of you were so nice to ask if I wanted to join you at the Tom Tom opening party last night. And I literally couldn't because I had an appointment. I was so depressed. And I was like, if Mary lived down here, Mary would have been at that Tom Tom opening.
I mean, Dorinda was there, Heather McDonald,
Reza, all the Bravo Lebs.
January Jones.
Oh, yeah.
You know, January Jones is obsessed with them. She put up an Instagram today. And then Teddy Mellencamp was there, and her brother is working at Tom Tom conveniently. Yes. He looks like he's 12. I'm like, can you serve alcohol?
That's what I was like. He must be a busser. He has to be because he's too young.
Yeah.
But it looks like – okay, so it's kind of fun. Okay, Lisa Vanderpump clearly has a style of how she likes to decorate. And it just looks
shabby
like her
– chic.
It looks like her style, but beige and gray. And she's like, see, isn't that masculine?
She's too much. There's too much. I loved it that there was a picture of Tom and Tom kissing in Tom Tom on the lips.
Yeah. It's
that was my favorite part of the decor.
We definitely have to next time that you're in LA, and I really kind of hope it's not for a while because I take 3 months to recover after a merry trip to LA.
I told you I'm not visiting you till you visit me, so that's on you.
Okay. Don't threaten me because I won't ever come up there. I'm just kidding. Okay,
then I'll never visit you again.
Perfect. Okay. But so here's what's funny though, right? So it's basically a Daily Mail party because DJ James Kennedy was DJing there. But as we have mentioned, DJ James Kennedy got fired from Sir. I don't know. I don't think we have talked about it on the podcast yet because all the shows were off last week. So we did a bonus episode. But we haven't.
Yeah, he got fired. I think it has to do with something that happened during Pride.
Yeah, well, someone had said that he was walking around being like, this show would be nothing without me, fuck you all. And I heard that he said something like another fat joke about Britney and everybody got pissed.
I mean, what he did to us that night, I wouldn't be surprised.
Fuck that guy. And you know what? I don't even feel bad. Like, he was funny, but he's too much. Now he's not. Fuck DJ James Kennedy. But anyway, so he was
too much pasta.
Yeah, so he was DJing at Tom Tom's opening party. So that's why I'm like, okay, Daily Mail must have hired him.
Agreed.
And so that's why he was there, because I don't think that they would be hiring him unless they're like, this is all a ploy to make See You Next Tuesday move to Tom Tom.
Okay. Because, interesting. It's a way better space because now at Sir, they're doing girls' night in, and all the girls went this week and wore pajamas or
it's silky robes. Party.
Yeah. And it seemed way more crowded than when we were there.
Yeah.
I saw all the stories.
Yeah. Well, last week there was the big drama with Billie Lee, who when people were posting about girls' night in last week, people were tagging certain other Vanderpump Rules, and Billie Lee wasn't tagged in Katie's post, and she threw a shit fit, trans is beautiful, and it's it's an Instagram post, Billie, and she's like, I'm working there and they couldn't tag me, and it's like
it's
pick your battles.
Because you're trans. It's not because you're trans. That's not why we're...
Also, you don't get
to... She took it to another level.
She did. And then the best part about it was she, one, posted it on her story before this all happened, deleted it. Two, Ariana posted a posted it and she said, "Can't wait, boo." Ariana responded, "Yeah." Then decided to post like a selfie of herself being like, "In the dark times, find the light."
I mean, it was too much.
Like, "Thank you all for sticking with me through the toughest times." And I'm like, if the toughest time of your life is not being tagged in an Instagram post about an event at the place that you are going to be working at, like, hallelujah.
Get over it.
And then anyways, yeah. People were saying she was being a bitch. And I was like, that doesn't surprise me because I think she's let this fame go to her head. And I think she's boring. And I don't really even want her on the show.
She's not fitting in.
No, I just don't think, I feel like they're trying to like place her in there because she's trans and like, wow, we're accepting. But I'm like, that's not cool. Like, I don't know. I think that she's just like, her personality's boring.
Yeah, I'm just not really into her. Yeah, however, I am into this blind item that said Vanderpump Rules, there's two women pregnant. Mm-hmm. And I have three suspicions.
So, well, it's Vanderpump Rules. One from the show is pregnant and then Vanderpump adjacent.
Okay, so, well, these are is who I think.
Okay.
Lala could very well be pregnant. She's looking a little bit curvier in a good way.
She stopped drinking.
And dyed her hair brown.
She dyed her hair brown. Mm-hmm.
However, at the 70s party, Tom's 70s party, she did use a vape pen. So then I was like, maybe not.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Katie claims she's not pregnant. Mm-hmm. However, she's covered up her tummy in every single photo. Mm-hmm. And like last night, the opening, she's doing this awkward side angle, like putting a purse over her. Mm-hmm. And Pandy...
Okay, this is number
doing
three.
The same. Yeah, this is number three. Pandy is doing the same, even holding a glass of wine and putting it in a picture.
Mm-hmm. So the reason
They're definitely... Yes. I get it. Like, if you're under 12 weeks, you don't want to say it. I totally get that.
I don't think... I actually think... Okay, here's my thing. I'm agreeing with you. I don't think it's Lala. I think she's just, like, going for that thick look now, you know, where she's, like, a bigger waist, booty. I get it. Sure. Great.
I'm rocking that look, so
yes. Yeah, I mean, I've been rocking that since 1986, bitch. Like, and you know what, I wasn't trying to, it just happened.
I never lost my baby fat.
Yeah, it's like at 32, can you lose the baby fat? Is it still considered baby fat? But okay, I think Pandy's pregnant because there's this picture that's been going around of her going into TomTom the other day, and she's wearing a flowy dress, but you can definitely like it looks
it was
like
on Reddit.
Yeah, it looks like there's a little tummy. I think that she's already denied it. She's gone to Twitter. She says, "I'm not pregnant. It's an unflattering dress," and you know, and then she's like posted a photo where she's conveniently holding a wine glass. I think that maybe there might be complications, and so she's just not like, I don't think. I have this like conscience thing that happens from time to time, which is like, ugh. Right. But it's like, I completely understand. I don't think it should be our job to announce people are pregnant. So I feel like, because people were trying to like DM us this photo, did you see this? And I'm like, I didn't want to post it because I felt bad. Like, what if there's complications? What if she's like really supposed to be on bed rest all the time? You know, what if something, you know, we can, I don't know. It's
well,
a
you
really
also
tough thing.
Thought that. Oh, you guys, our job is hard. Because sometimes people get mad at us. Oh, there's also another item that Teresa Giudice is saying that her husband is asking Donald Trump to get pardoned so he won't get deported. And I posted a picture of Melania wearing Make America Great Again. And I said she was going to ask Donald, like another Melania was going to ask Donald Trump. And everyone came at me. So, you know, we're just trying to be funny and silly. Do you really think I think Melania is asking Donald Trump? Like, come on.
Yeah.
Like, let's have fun.
Yeah. It's.
But you also did have a conscience when, because Austin this week.
It wasn't that I had a conscience. I
was like, we gotta post this thing. Austin had a threesome.
Okay, you know, yes.
Like, I don't think we should. I'm like, I think we should.
Okay, here's why. Let's explain what happened. Okay, so there's this article that's going around that's saying Austin had a threesome, basically took two girls home with him, and his new girlfriend came into the house at 7:30 because Austin wouldn't answer his phone and basically found him in bed with two girls, but like the girls were fully clothed or something. And then there's like video evidence that one of the girls, like, propped up her phone to record the conversation.
of him being calling his girlfriend crazy because she came over at 7:30 in the morning. He just only had two girls sleeping over and it wasn't that big of a deal. You're crazy. Yeah. You need to get out of here. I will call the cops on you.
Yeah, which what? I'm like,
no.
Justice for these Victoria.
Men, these Charleston men are just, I'm pissed at them.
We will go into that because fuck these guys. After watching tonight, I'm like, ugh, what did we see in them? But anyways.
Well, we've never seen it. We saw something in Austin and then he lost his job and then it was like. Dar, dar,
dar. Okay, I mean, I've been Craiging it for like years.
Yeah.
But, I've never. But anyways, back to this article. The reason I didn't want to post it was one, it was like kind of going around everywhere. Two, the article said that it happened a couple of weeks ago. So I'm like, why is this just coming out now? Three, we've had like people messaging us saying that this girl, that the girlfriend has been trying to get on the show for a couple of seasons. She's basically trying to like Naomi her way onto it.
Right.
And so I was like, I don't want to bring.
Get paid? Do you think Danny gets paid?
I feel like she doesn't.
I want to know.
But okay. Like, and so I felt, and then that whole video, the YouTube video of it, it just looks so staged that I was like, I didn't want to almost like give it attention, if that makes sense. Like, I know we should have said something maybe, but it was like, I just, you know.
It's hard reporting news, guys. It's hard.
Yeah. So we posted a story. We posted the link in the story. I just didn't feel like it deserved its own post. We should not reward bad behavior of somebody calling their girlfriend a psycho. Unless it's Thomas calling Ashley or anyone calling Ashley a psycho. Do you guys see where I'm coming from? Am I crazy? The answer is always yes, I'm crazy. But like, am I crazy in this situation?
I think all news is.
Any news is good news?
Yes.
Okay. But, so let's
Okay, talk. Other news.
Yeah.
Lou's having a bad week.
Ooh, Lou. Ooh.
So yesterday it was reported that she's dating her agent, who is married. He did file for divorce, but of course the headline's like, Lou's dating a married man. I researched it. I did a lot of research on him.
God, Summer Mary has so much time.
There's barely anything on him. He's not on Facebook or Instagram.
Whoa.
But he basically,
what's his name? Richard.
Richard Super.
Oh, Countess Super.
But so he's like usually in LA, but I think he recently might have moved to New York.
Okay.
And he is a big comedy agent. And one of his major clients is also Long Island medium, the Charissa girl that's going through a divorce on TLC.
Interesting. So literally at this point now, Lou has dated Tom, Dick, and Harry. Like
Harry Dubin, I love you.
Like how does this happen? Like do you think like
I've been with a Tom actually and I've been with a Dick.
Harry, Tom, Dick, and Harry.
I've never been with Harry,
but Prince Harry, you already lost your chance, and you wanted an English ginge.
My mom thought it would really work out between me and Harry.
Well,
like,
you know,
she was devastated.
like you were so close. You were the one that got away.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I was on Bumble the other night, and there was this redhead, and I was like, "Hey, redheads have come back in."
Did you get a response?
And he also, Taylor Swift, you know how you can see on their Spotify?
Yeah.
And I was like, and Taylor Swift is in your Spotify? You might be my unicorn. And he was like, yeah, like I am pretty rare. And then I was like, okay, if you had to listen.
Oh my God, keep going, please.
If you had to listen to one Taylor Swift song the rest of your life, what would it be?
Oh no.
Then he deleted the conversation, like, and blocked me.
Well,
we unmatched. Like, he disappeared off Bumble.
Did I tell you my Bumble story? I can't remember if I've told you on this podcast or not, but I had a few glasses of rosé, and we're like, let's just go on Bumble. And so I just started swiping right. Any match, I just wrote, I'm fatter in real life. Needless to say.
What was the response to that?
Not a lot of responses, but one guy was nice and said, aren't we all?
Oh,
I know. But I was drunk, so I stopped. I didn't respond back. But anyways, let's just say maybe Bumble's not for us. Hinge, hit us up.
Okay. So wait, and Lou is also having another bad week today. It was released that her kids and the Count are suing her.
Which is very awkward because they just posted these photos the other day of like the happy family.
I feel like that was such a calculated move.
You think
like,
so?
Just like so happy to be spending the fourth with the count. And then all of a sudden this legal stuff hit.
So what's going on? So basically what happened was it's like back in like 2011 or something when they divorced.
2014.
Thank you.
And she was sold the house for $8 million.
And then she bought, and then what she was supposed to do was put half of that in a trust for the kids. So the kids had $4 million in a trust.
She was supposed to put some of them. Yeah.
This is what it was. She bought the $3.1 million house in Sag Harbor. And what she was supposed to do was to give half of that house on the deed to the kids. Does that sound right?
And then at the same time, like, isn't this all going to go to the kids in the end?
Right. I mean,
but no, I feel like the trust.
Maybe Jacques will be back.
Maybe the trust was set up
for when they're 25 or something, and Victoria's getting there.
Yeah, and like to accrue interest.
Yeah, I'm not really sure all the full details, but let's just say this isn't Lou's best week.
Year.
The year she's had Countess and Friends. She started the year off bad. We're on the Lou roller coaster now, the Rolou coaster.
She also claims that she's been sober for 6 months.
Liar! It's like, you can be sober. She's like, yeah, I haven't done heroin in 6 months. It's like, what sober? What are we sober off of? Like, come on. She's been drinking.
Oh, well, sober means sober. Sober means you have not had a drink.
Mary, I know what the definition of sober is. I'm just saying, she's probably saying, she's sober in regards to something, something specific, because there's no way she's actually fully sober.
Right.
But still looks great.
Great. Other former New York housewife, Jill Zarin, is apparently dating.
Yeah, she has a new boyfriend. I'm happy for Jill. She's been dating him for about 5 months. Bobby passed. It's been 6 months now. But I think what happened, to be honest, I think Bobby in the end was really sick. And I think he basically
He was sick for like a year, like really bad.
Yeah, but I think at some point he just said, I want you to be happy. So please, I feel like Bobby gave his blessing to Jill to find somebody to be with.
I completely agree. Yeah, I mean, she's young.
I just don't like people were like, I can't believe she's moved on, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, I've never had to deal with that sort of situation, but I have to assume that at some point, she's trying to, she's trying to make sure that she has a good life after Bobby.
You can do what you want to do.
Right. Okay. So what happened with Kelly Dodd?
My gosh, Kelly Dodd today is so insensitive. Her stories sometimes.
Kelly Dodd is always insensitive.
She's on a plane on a Southwest plane, and she's like, hey, I'm not sitting next to the window. Your hat's going to fly off, because that woman got sucked out the window and died. She's yelling this in the plane. I was like horrified.
Oh, Kelly. It's like, and then.
But I can't wait for next week. Monday.
Yes, you guys. OC starts on Monday, so if you need to refresh your course, please start now.
That's my favorite theme song, and I really wish that we could go to Vicky's Puerto Vallarta extravaganza. I did look into it. It's $1,500.
$1,550. People are like, you should totally go to that. I'm like, if I'm spending $1,550 on a vacation, I better be in Europe, traipsing around the meadows with a huge glass of wine.
I mean, I go to Puerto Vallarta. I'm going in April, and you can get that for you can get your flight and your hotel for $1,000.
Yeah, and I'm not going to sometimes when you go to those resorts, you go to a Mexican resort, and they're like, okay, so in order.
I've never done, I don't do all inclusive. I don't like that.
I didn't say all inclusive. Listen to what I'm going to say.
This.
Okay, so when you go to a resort, and they're like, okay, in order to get something, you need to go to this timeshare meeting. Did your parents ever do that? Vicky's like, okay, in order to get a woohoo from me, you have to go to this insurance convention for 8 hours. And then you have to buy life insurance from me and or Michael.
Right.
And then we'll party it up at Andalay's. Your ticket into Andalay's is the hand stamp from the insurance convention.
I mean, I expect stories from it, ladies. I hope you go.
Yes. If anybody goes, please do it. If anybody has $1,550 to spare because you guys are all rich bitches and we love it. Please go give us details. We need to know. Maybe we should DM Vicky and see if she would let us go.
Can we get a discount rate? I would do. Yeah, we'll pay 50-50 for two.
No, I will take the five finger discount on that. please.
Let's DM her about that. Okay.
Yeah, okay. And then Sonia was on Watch What Happens Live.
Oh my gosh, it was so awkward. She's done something. I don't know if her eyelashes were too long or her skin was really tight. There was, her face looked very different to me. But it was her and Kristen Cavallari, which did you watch Kristen Cavallari's show?
I was very, so there's a push and pull with me, right? She's an anti-vaxxer, which I hate. But I love trash TV, so I watched the whole hour.
Jay Cutler was the true star of the
show. Jay Cutler was the reality star we didn't know we needed.
I loved him before this. I thought he was so hot. Like, my sister, like, knows. I think he's so hot.
Mary, and you would love. His dry sense of humor. You would love
Jay Cutler. He is, like, my ultimate dream, and now I know his personality.
Oh, when he was, like, when Kristen was, like, Jay, you couldn't say hi to the girls? And he's, like, no, because then I'd have to say bye. I was, like,
so rude and mean, and she's, like, so what are you thinking about doing, you know? I know you've been working hard the last few years. I think you'll be bored. He's, like, I want to do the exact opposite of working. Like, I'm like, Jay, you're a man after my heart.
He's great. When he made the girl move the car.
Because, like, she parked on the grass. I noticed that. I was like, why is she parking on the grass? That's so weird.
But I also really like them together. Like, okay, so the great part about the show was their relationship, right? And I liked her relationship with her best friend. Like, I don't need to see the girls at work. It's like when they tried to do that.
Girl's horrible. And then this, upcoming music career.
I didn't see a girl. I just saw a horse the whole time.
Those teeth. Whoa. They're fake, right? They're veneers,
they
right?
They have to be, but it's like she has she has like Gretchen Rossi syndrome where she like can't close her mouth because her veneers are too big. She's just always like something. Like,
I didn't really like her hair though.
Yeah, I actually think she's actually pretty. I thought all the girls were pretty.
But her personality's ugly.
Yeah, like I just don't need those girls. Like every time I would go to Chris and I'm like, yay, I want more Cavallari, I want more Cutler, I want more of the friend. Like, I want more of that life. I don't want the girls. I don't need the drama from them. I really enjoyed.
I wanted to be more like Jessica Simpson, Nick Lachey, just kind of like seeing what their marriage is like and their day to day stuff and make that funny.
Yes. And I think actually, I feel like if this season is successful and they show more Jay, I feel like they might start going that way like next season because I don't think they expected him to be such a hit after the first episode. The breakout star.
And she's said on Watch What Happens last night that she would try to get some cameos of like Stephen from Lagoon Beach.
Stephen. Well, yeah, because they were supposed to do a reunion of the Hills, but Spencer Spidey and Heidi
screwed it up.
Yeah, which doesn't surprise me at all.
But there's no way Elsie would go on that.
No, but remember when Elsie left, Kristen came in. So it's probably that last cast. And you know, Brody Jenner is like, I'm in. So
I mean,
maybe
it's
Justin
really worked
Bobby.
Out for Jersey Shore family vacation. That's been highly entertaining.
Yeah. But okay, as you guys know, too, I know Mary's going to tell you what she wants to talk about, too, after this. But if you like The Hills, I've posted on our Instagram. I've gone down the Made in Chelsea hole again. I started at season 7. I'm back in. I'm in season 9. If you need something to watch, there are 13 seasons on Hulu. It is mindless. It is like The Hills. It's quote unquote scripted reality. I've gotten a couple of friends hooked on it. Mary refuses because she will not touch it with having 13 seasons, but she doesn't know what she's missing. But that's also because she's been watching something else.
I have some true crimes that I need to crack the case. This is MKEPI. Summer Mary edition. I'm watching The Last Defense. It's on ABC. And the first 3 episodes was about a woman named Darlie and if she murdered her kids or not. That sounds really dark.
Yeah, I was like, could you sell us a little bit more, please?
But
why did she do it? Tell me, give me like a little bit more of a premise. Like, if she murdered her kids or not.
So basically, she's like this housewife and out in the Texas area, and in the middle of the night, her husband's upstairs and her infant eight-month-year-old is upstairs, and an intruder comes into the house, stabs both her 5- and 7-year-old to death and stabs her. And then she got pinned with murder. She's in jail. She's been in jail for 21 years. But they kind of tell you both sides of the story, and I don't know if she did it. I just don't know.
Is it over?
But
or
now,
there's still more
there's
episodes?
A new case now. What?
Is it over? Is there more?
Yeah, so that was like a 3-episode one. And then there's this new case, and it'll be 3 more episodes of like the same case, though. It's pretty good, you guys.
It's like interesting. You know, I have to say, ever since that first season of Serial, now, like, the new thing is, like, normal people proving that crimes did or did not happen.
Yeah, and the, that one, like, the Adnan thing, but the, the Netflix one. What was the Netflix
Making
one?
Making a Murder.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Let's move on.
I mean, I kind of am a detective. A reality TV detective. But
do you know who my dad is? Also, let's just clarify, too, because people keep being like, who is Mary's dad?
My dad's nobody, guys. Just like I'm a nobody.
Just like when Mary's...
My dad's a retired cop. Don't worry about it.
Like, people are like, no, we don't know who your dad is. But it's worked for you well. Okay, I want to talk about the Southern Charm finale because I just watched it and holy shit. Let's first off, what's
easy when Ashley becomes unraveled and unhinged and psycho?
Okay, I just want to clarify. We never once, not once this season, did we get opening credits. We still don't know who was considered full-time cast members.
Well, Naomi got her bid.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, that was, like, one of my favorite parts of that show was listening to the song, like, prepping myself, getting ready, like, ba-ba-doo, ma-ba-dee-dee-dee. And it's like, you took it from us this whole season.
I know. We should have wrote in about that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know who we're writing in because nobody listens. To us at the Bravo. They do listen. They just take our ideas.
Yeah, true. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So we start out and Catherine is reading up on Patricia's etiquette book, like rolling her eyes. And then we cut over to Cam going over to Craig's house. I was like, how can this mother walk into this home? I was scared for her.
Wait, I'm not even a mother. And I was like, ew.
Well, like, Craig is claiming that it was construction. It's like, no, you don't even have a trash can. Like, there's just trash on the ground.
And then he's, like, trying to, like, sweep with one hand. And I literally thought he was sweeping dead cockroaches for a second. I was so grossed out.
She's like, do you have any wine that's not old? You know, you can hire a cleaning service, right? And he's like, yeah, that's a good point. It's like, come on.
And so basically, Cam always comes in as, like, this voice of reason for Craig. And she's like, so are you sworn in? Like, what are you doing with your life? Like, what's going on? Where are we at? What's happening? And at first, like, I feel like Craig really trusts Cameron.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he always has since the beginning. And he's just like, well, they have to decide if I'm trustworthy or not. And it's like, they, like, flashback to, like, a previous episode where he's like, I'm a liar.
Well, no, he said they won't tell him when he can get sworn in.
Do we think this is a lie?
Which made me question that if he's even actually passed the test.
Yes,
did we see the paperwork?
No, but we all saw that he was sworn in. He posted on Instagram about it. So now he's sworn in, but at that
point. Oh, okay.
But at that
point. So in real time.
Yeah, real time, he's actually can practice law now.
But, I mean, that's seersucker pillow business.
Okay, what was the pillow that had, like, a candelabra on it? It had, like, all these square photos on it. And he's like, that one's part of a bedroom set. I'm like, for
she
who?
She was holding back her laughter so hard because she knows he, like, cared. And she's like, you need to focus on one thing. Stick to one thing and follow through on it.
Well, and not only that, though, I was like, so literally, I feel like sewing a pillowcase is really not that difficult. As opposed to, like, you know, maybe, like, one of those, like, throw pillows you throw on your couch or something. Like, that probably is a little bit more difficult. But he's like, yeah, I made these for the boys. And he brought a pillowcase that had an A on it. And I was like, when he said the boys, did he mean, like, Austin and Shep? Because it had an A, but it looked like it was for a little boy. And I'm like, oh, my God, I think he made that for Austin.
I, like, was just thinking of Kenzie and Saint the whole time in my head. But an A doesn't – that's not a K or an S, so.
Yes. So, like, I was like, I really think he made this for Austin. And maybe that's what Austin gives his guests when they sleep over for threesomes. That's the pillow they get. Like,
you're an Alexis.
Yeah.
Are you an Alexandra? I have an A pillow.
Yeah. He's like, what's your name? Let me go to my cabinet. I got a couple of monograms.
You're an M?
Yeah.
Let me get you an M.
Yeah. Okay, but so then Craig's also like, yeah, so I had to stop going to my life coach because she was like holding me accountable.
Yeah. Like, he's like, I just didn't call her back. I was too shameful.
Yeah. And it's like, Craig, you're on TV. Like, Do you forget the camera's there?
Yeah. No, they're just, they're so honest, so.
Yeah.
I guess good.
So then we get Catherine.
Naomi.
Yeah.
They
meet up.
Apartment. Mm-hmm. No, she comes over to Catherine's apartment, and right, she's like,
they meet up together.
LaCroix or LaCroix. How does Naomi?
She always pronounces it like LaCroix, and it's like, actually, it's from Wisconsin. It's LaCroix.
And, you know, Catherine's trying to be cute and, like, have a sober, nice
drink. I also thought that her apartment looked really cute, by the way. Like, I thought it was, like, cutely decorated.
Yeah, no, she has great style.
Yeah, I was into it. But, so then basically they start the whole whispers of truth, allegedly, come out where they're like, so Naomi is a high-end escort. She goes around the polo fields in Santa Barbara, and she's a polo rat.
Yeah. And then Catherine's like, well, that makes sense. Like,
she never understood their relationship.
And he feels stuck because he's paying for her. Yep. She's like, this all adds up now.
Mm-hmm.
She moved here for business, quote unquote.
And the whole reason why I actually also believe it is because the way that, like, once it was brought up, like, if somebody said that about me, I think I would have, like, laughed it off because it's clearly not true. And it's like, you know, when you, like, defend because it's like there's something that's partially truth there. So that's why I'm like, no, I mean, granted, we've been saying this for a while. However, I just think it's true.
I agree. And then Catherine also really thinks that Patricia is setting her up. So she invites her to this white tie affair,
which I thought at first.
I was like, oh my God, she's calling it a white tie affair. I was like, she's mixing that up with black tie. Ha ha ha.
I literally thought that.
No, we're wrong.
I know. I was like, oh, I almost was like, I got to record this to post it because, like, it was so wrong. And then I was like, no, I'm the idiot. I had no idea white tie affair was even a thing.
So a white tie affair means
did you look it up?
The women need to show their décolletage, which is like your neck.
Décolletage.
You wear white, whatever.
I think you got it confused with baklava, the dessert.
I can really go for some right now. And the women wear white gloves, but not during the dinner.
Yes, and the men have to wear tails. And patent leather shoes.
Right.
I still feel like that could be a black tie.
Sure, whatever.
Yeah.
So, but Catherine's like, she's inviting me this so I can do something dumb and get blacklisted. This is like a super big deal for her. So she has a lot of anxiety around it.
Yeah, she feels like she's being tested.
Right, but she's super excited to go with Shep, and she says it feels like prom.
Yeah, so Craig and Naomi, it's like, I feel like Naomi was testing Craig, though, in a sense, like, right? Like, she was like, he was like, oh, should we go together before? And she was like, well, no. And he's like, well, that would be an indication that we're getting back together. So he brings a date, which, Craig, just, like, don't bring the date.
She was so livid that he brought the date.
Oh, she was.
She really, like, shut down.
She was pissed. I also really liked her, what she was wearing. But okay, besides that, Craig's like lying to Naomi and Naomi's pissed. When the boys go to try on, this is where I turned on them all. When
they are all just hungover as fuck.
They're just like, oh yeah, we went. Like, Austin's tongue, which we used to find endearing being too large for his mouth, just now makes me just like, like, they're all fucking losers. Like, who knew that Shep was
so
now
full of themselves?
Shep is now my favorite of the three.
I agree.
Like,
Austin is literally in the mirror being like, damn, you're a handsome motherfucker. I'm like, oh, God.
I think this is also something that bothers me, too. It's like, it's kind of almost, no, because the Vanderpump guys are the same way. But it's like, you literally, none of you guys do shit. Why are your bodies not great? Do you know what
they drink so much beer.
And it's because they don't have to, right? Like, girls find it acceptable to be like, I fucked Shep. I fucked Austin. I fucked Craig. Like, where they don't have, like, these guys literally don't have to try because
they I don't think Craig screws around that much, to be honest.
Okay.
I think Shep does a lot. He probably makes you feel really good about yourself and gets your number and probably even texts you the next day.
Really? But then he gets I don't think so.
Oh, I think he does. And then you have Austin, who just got too full of himself.
Too
and
full
lost
of himself.
His job.
I have to say, after season one, after his last season, before this season, Austin and I would, like, DM. And he was like, and he was still so charming at that point. Like, I don't think they had started filming this past season when we were like DMing, but he was like, you know, I just like worry, like, I hope like I don't get too big, like my head gets too big, like I'd never want like that to happen to me, all this stuff. And then I'm like,
well, it did.
Yeah, I was like, oh, your grapefruit beer must be such a success, Austin.
That's out of production.
Yeah, it's like loser, like they're all just like losers. But I feel like, because I'm not even like giving Shep, like the reason that Shep one rose to the top for me is because he treated Catherine so well. And I can tell, like, I feel like there's some character qualities.
He's capable of being a really good guy.
Yeah, I think it's just like, he's like, people allow me to act like this. Like, I think he's just like actually really smart, where he's like, people allow me to act like this, so I'm going to.
Right.
But he also comes from money. Like, Austin and Craig don't come from money.
Right. So, I mean, clearly Craig doesn't come from money. He like is living in a demolished house.
I also just
trash.
Like how he's always like, Sean, like, Sean, come zip up my pants. But okay, so then, I do laugh at, are you going to say what I think you're going to say?
He's like, is that girl still around?
Yes, I was
meaning
laughing.
Ashley. Thomas's girl. And then he's like, does she hit on you?
Like, they're driving each other mad. Like, he's throwing money at her to, like, keep her away. Like, is she a nurse? And then they, like, you know, back. They're like, how much to send her off? And she's like, $5,000. He's like, no, $50,000. And I'm like, well, and those numbers are probably true, though.
And then apparently Thomas's family approached her to pay her to leave.
What? Oh, yes. There's a blind item about a sister. Was it the sister? There's a blind item
like,
about it.
Craig says it. Craig says it in the finale.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Okay, so.
But hold on. The whole thing is like, this party was so crazy. The end of the episode was so crazy that we are only spending, like, 15 minutes before everybody starts getting ready for the party and arriving. Like, that's how much happened.
Ash is like, Thomas, make me a drink. I like I'm stiff. And he's like, you like other stuff stiff.
He's like, you always want something stiff, like my dick. Like, I just feel like, yeah, Thomas, you walked right into that one.
And Thomas is totally wearing face makeup. Did you notice that?
I did not. But it's probably
he definitely like had some bronzer going on, and like
I hope they both were sitting. Remember, like, the one episode where Ashley was like literally sitting in the sink doing her makeup? What if like they have like his and her sink, and like Ashley's sitting in one putting her makeup on, and then I imagine Thomas in the other, and he's putting his makeup on.
I imagine her putting the makeup on him,
and he's just like when she was like painting his toenails and brushing his hair with the Dora the Explorer one.
Yeah,
it's literally like misery in
same,
there.
Same. Yeah. And then he like presents her with was it a locket? It looks like an engraved locket to me. And then I was like, what's the picture inside? It like his penis?
Uh-huh. He's like, memories. I gave you a picture of my dick because that's the Southern gentleman way. We don't send dick texts. I don't even know how to do that. So I went to the CVS and I printed it out on the kiosk. It was a 24-hour return. And then I got it, and then I made it smaller, and I had it put on both
and
sides.
And he didn't have to make it smaller, though.
Yeah, the picture, not the dick. The picture itself. The dick is already small, because I imagine Thomas to have a micro penis, even though we sometimes see the outline of his moose knuckle in his white pants.
JD's calling him. He's like, who are you taking in that? JD looked so like an alcoholic. It was insane. His face was like,
fuck
so
that guy.
Red when he walked in.
Fuck that guy. First off, what the fuck was that fur that he was wearing? He looked like a homeless man off the street who's just finished drinking Gentry bourbon.
He thinks he's a pimp, and Elizabeth is like, oh, God.
How dare he fucking. I wanted to smack the way he spoke to Elizabeth, too. Like, oh, wow, that's a revealing outfit. I would never let her wear that. I'm like, you can go fuck yourself, JD. Never let her wear that. Who the fuck let you wear the shit that you're fucking wearing tonight? Don't ever fucking talk to somebody like, oh, I hate him. I hate. Fuck the good old boys. Fuck them all. God, I'm sorry. My rage.
And then one last comment about getting ready when Thomas put on one white glove and pretended like he was Michael Jackson. That was like a highlight for me. I laughed out loud.
Oh my God, I think I missed that.
Oh, it's good.
Oh no. Ugh. But I love that Catherine got a hotel room. So here's a question I have.
Mm-hmm.
when Catherine's like quote unquote sober, do you think she ever has a drink?
I think Catherine was tipsy when she walked into this party.
I thought she
taken a Xanax or smoked a little pot. Like, she was at ease and being a little silly, I thought.
Yeah.
Like, and more courageous than she normally would be.
Yeah, so I'm like, is she not allowed to drink at all?
Okay, think about, she has, like, these awkward moments, like, that she had to go to, like, Thomas's plantation, and then, like, she has to go and meet with Patricia. I would think those are two, like, really hard things for her to do. And she was so nervous walking into the plantation one. Yeah. And you could tell, and she was, like, talking about it a lot. And at the ball, it was, like, she was at ease. So I think she did take something. I don't know what she did.
Yeah.
She was really silly at first.
Yeah. But not, like, she in a bad way. Open. I'm just, like, wondering, because, like, is she not, like, allowed to drink at all? Like, she literally has to be, like, completely sober?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't think you understand the definition of
No, I know, but I'm saying, like, when you get drug tested, like, alcohol goes out of your system.
I bet she doesn't even have to get drug tested anymore because now she has 50-50
No,
tested.
I know, but I'm saying, like, after the fact, like, when it's, like, do you have to be, like, is it, like, drug sober? Like, when they're doing a drug test, they're not going to be like, oh, you have alcohol in your system. She's like, okay. Like, you know, I want Catherine to have a good time, and if that means she wants to have a drink to unwind, I want her to have a drink to unwind. That's all.
I never want people to be sober.
I mean, I want them to be sober if that's the choice they make. I'm just...
Right.
You know. Anyways, let's just move on.
Okay, so...
Did you like her getup? She had, like, this, like, purple, like, robe on.
Oh, yeah. She was really sexy.
Yeah. And then, did you like the black dress with the baklava and...
I thought Catherine looked nice. Thomas didn't even recognize her when she walked in. He was staring her down.
Yeah. Well, and I think he also was, and like, then she, who just walked she in with shape?
She put in butt pads.
Oh my god, I'm sorry, I was partially like half watching this. I was cracking because I couldn't see when she was like, are they even? And I was like, is she Sheena-ing us?
She was.
I love her. I think this is such the redemption season for Catherine.
Right. And then, okay, so like Patricia's outfit, like she wore a caftan. I don't get why that's okay.
Wait, but can we talk
She's
about
basically this? Wearing like silky pajamas with like diamonds.
She is 70 years.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like, after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or bike plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us.
So I started using Dime Beauty at the end of last year. It is a simple skincare routine. I mean, who has time for that 10-step stuff? Dime is a clean, high-end skincare that is very affordable, and it really works. Dime did not sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I mean clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. So I start with their gentle cleanser. It's kind of like a jelly form and smells like coconuts, obsessed with it. Then when after I wash my face, I use the TBT serum, soaks right into your skin. And then during the day, I use their dewy day cream, obsessed with it, melts into your skin. I finished mine in St. Lucia and was like so pissed off about it. And then at night, I have their restorative night cream and their TBT cream. This TB cream has been sold out. It's Dime's sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream, and it's finally back in stock, so you can check that out. They have over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com, and love the skin you're in.
I've been using Way products for years. It's OUAI, and they just launched something new. It's the anti-frizz cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control, and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus, it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, you know. It detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Way. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Way products. I'm a Way girly, but be fizz free with Way. You can go to theouai.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's theouai.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
Years old.
I think 76.
Either way. Okay. I need her doctor and I need Jane Fonda's doctor. How do they look so good?
Nip and tuck, baby. Nick and tuck. Nip and tuck.
I know, but some people don't look that, like, they don't look as great as that. Like, I just think she looks great. I mean, I think she looks a little.
Kris Jenner? Good, I think.
How old is Kris Jenner? 60? Mm-hmm.
Over 60.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, they all look wonderful. Like,
the right people.
I thought Patricia had a lot of, like, feathers on hers, too. I wasn't really sure what this ball was for, besides the end of the year party.
It was basically a finale party.
Yeah, it just was like a little weird thing. Like, but we got a lot of cameos this episode.
Yeah, Peyton shows up.
Georgette. Patricia's friend Georgette. She's there. We get JD. Ugh. Elizabeth. We get Jay Snow.
Oh, God, Jennifer Snow. God, ugh.
Jennifer Snowden literally disappears, and she makes an appearance, and she picks the wrong team again.
Again.
Like, Jennifer Snowden, go away.
Yeah.
You know who I thought looked decent? Wait. Guess who I thought looked decent? A guy.
Who?
I thought Whitney looked very nice.
No, he always looks like well put together.
Like,
he takes good care of himself.
I just think he's, I mean, the fact that he's taken such a step back this season is like every time he like appears, I'm like, oh, I actually like you now.
I agree.
How do you think Renop's doing? Do you think he's still got the band Renop together?
Just when he lives in LA.
That's boner backwards. Just wondering. But I thought I loved Naomi's look.
Yeah, everyone looked really nice. It was a fancy event. And mm-hmm. then basically they're like, so did you hear the rumor? Did you hear the rumor? And Cam's like, oh, is Ashley pregnant? They're like, no, she's an escort.
No, Cam guessed it. They're like, oh, they're like, no, you're barking up the wrong tree. Go to the other tree. The other tree. And she's like, oh, she an escort? I'm like, that I would have never have gone to that. Like, how did she get that?
Yeah.
I thought that was crazy. And then Cam
Austin
also
calls calls Ashley Cruella De Vil to her face.
Okay, well, I love that whole thing was like very strange, right? Because then Jennifer Snowden basically is the one. Jennifer Snowden's there when they're talking about that, and she basically runs and tells Ashley, "Hey, they're talking about you. They think you're an escort."
And well, so, no. First, Jennifer asks if Ashley gets along with Catherine, and everyone's like, "No." And then Austin kind of walks in, and Jennifer Snow is right there, and Austin says,
"What?
People think that you're an escort."
No, okay. I feel like Jennifer Snowden. She called Austin over. It was Snowden and Austin were talking, and Snowden said, and that's they. The two of them were talking, and then Ashley Thomas walks up, and Snowden's
Austin tells Thomas.
Yeah,
he's heard some hearsay.
Yeah, and then Ashley walks up, and Jennifer Snowden's basically defending her, which I guess I kind of understand. Like, she's defending her, but she clearly started the drama. She could have just said it. Like, she could have just nipped it in the bud originally and been like, why don't you guys just ask her or, like, stop talking about it because it's fucked up. Right? But she clearly, like, wanted to be a part of it. And so then Ashley's like...
Then Ashley pulls out her nurse card because you take your nurse card to every ball.
Yeah, like, she clearly, like, knew that she, like, this shit was happening.
So I even called my sister before the podcast because she's a nurse. And yes. I asked, I said, so what is the process if you move to get your license somewhere else? And she's like, the California board is awful and it takes months to get waived into another state.
Oh, interesting.
Okay. Yeah. So
no, I don't.
Like, wah, wah. I was like, but literally also, her. Wait, I call my sister and I go, so I'm just wondering if you wanted to get like waived into another state, what would that process be? And she's like, why are you asking me this? Because of Ashley? She knew.
Like your good friend Ashley.
Yeah. She was like, yeah. I was like, yeah. Is Ashley Jacobs telling the truth, Colleen?
And she said, yes, she could be.
She's like, yeah. She's like, no, that's true.
But it's like the whole thing is like weird. Like she's like, Austin, do you think I'm a nurse? He's like, I have no idea.
He's like, I've only seen you spend his money.
Yeah. And all of them say that to her face. Like, Craig says that later, too. Like, all you do is spend his money. And I'm like, what?
And then Jennifer Snow is like, you know what, Austin? I'd like someone to say that about your sister to you. And Austin's like, you bite your goddamn tongue at freaking Snow. Get out of here.
He literally, like, you bite your tongue. Like, what is he, like, from Romeo and Juliet? Do you bite your thumb at me, sir?
Yeah. Yeah. And then Ashley's like, Thomas, you didn't defend me. And then did you also notice how at one point she asked permission to use the bathroom? And then I was like, is that code for Coke?
I mean, something happened because at one point she did seriously snap. And I was like, it was almost like the, yeah, 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 that was like coming back around. Like, she's like frightening.
She's so scary.
She's so scary.
Okay, and then Catherine and Patricia, like, first Catherine's dancing with Shep and Shep gives her advice and then she goes and mm-hmm. says to Patricia, like, thank you so much for inviting me. You look lovely. She's really appreciative.
She's like, I had to Google what a white tie was, and Patricia like really liked that. Like, thank you for doing that. You're the only one who's really dressed appropriately.
She's like, you know, I've heard you really made a change, and she's like, I got a job. She's like, I love when women have a career, and mm-hmm. they really made amends.
Yeah, and then everything seemed to be going fine, and then Snowden came to take a seat, and Catherine was like, "You will not be the bitch who breaks me tonight."
that comes later. Right. Like, it just gets up and go. And it's like, Snowden, why did you decide to come here? Did they pay you for it? There's no way.
No, she's just, I mean, maybe she's, Pat invited her for the drama.
I mean, maybe, but would you accept? If, like, you were hated by the cast for the most part, would you accept?
I'd probably go. I like to be in the action.
Okay, okay, okay. So then, so basically,
before the, like, major finale fight, Naomi and Craig.
Naomi and Craig. Like, it's so weird. Like, Craig's like, yeah, I got to talk to Naomi. And he just, like, goes and peers. She will not even look at him in the face. It was, like, so, and then I'm, like, looking across and, like, you know, it's like Chelsea and Austin are sitting right across, blatantly laughing. Like, what a weird situation that whole thing was. They should just, it's clear that Naomi and Craig should have never been together.
No, she won't look at him, and she's like, you're not a genuine person, so fuck off.
And it was like, and then Craig's like, well, you're not being mature. I'm like, what's happening? This whole thing's so weird.
Yeah. And he's like apologizing. She's like, go away.
Yeah, go away. And so, do we know Catherine was a smoker?
I mean, I think all those sober people are. That's like their
they
belief.
Have to find the addiction and something else if they want to. I just
just they need like a little break.
Yeah, I just didn't know. I didn't know that. I feel like this is the first time that we've kind of been privy to know that she smokes.
None of those people want to smoke on camera. Like Lou smokes, Dorinda smokes. I think Carol smokes. She smokes on camera.
Yeah, I wonder if they also. I wonder if also like the editors, like if they do smoke, and the editors just kind of like edit it out.
Yeah, like, smoking's not cool. They don't promote it. But they couldn't in this situation. They needed this moment.
Yeah, so Catherine's like, I'm going to go smoke. She actually asked Whitney if he wants to join her, but he declines. Mm-hmm. And so then Ashley sees Catherine leave, and she's like, I'm going to go talk to her. I'm really going to, like, smooth things over. But smooth things over, she did not.
She's like, can I join you? And, like, Catherine's like, yeah, like, you know, I just want to understand where you're coming from. And, you know, Ashley immediately apologizes for Hilton Head.
Which I was like, okay, when the conversation started, I was literally like, how the fuck did, because we had seen in the beginning of the season that, like, the egg donor comment, all that. And so I'm like, wow, how did this conversation go from this to that? Like, I really weirdly thought they were going to, like, maybe make amends.
I know, I know. And right? Then, and then she, like, she literally snapped. And, yeah. Like, when Catherine came back a little bit, she's like, don't forget your kids were taken away from you, and they'll want to know why.
Yeah, she's like, don't deflect. Because she was like, you said some really horrible things to me. She's like, oh, let's not deflect, Catherine. Let's not deflect what happened. Your kids are taken away. Let's not forget the past, okay? And Catherine's like,
and
okay.
And then Catherine's like, shut the fuck up. You're a gold digger, and no one fucking likes you, including your boyfriend.
Oh, shit. Someone get the fire extinguisher, because this bitch is burnt.
And no, but then she comes back, Ashley. She's like, well, guess what? I'm not going anywhere. You better get used to this, because this is the best thing that ever happened to both me and Thomas.
Yeah, she's like, and then it's like, then she fucking threatens her.
Yeah.
And that's what pissed me off, because I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, you're literally threatening her, and it's on camera. Like, you are so fucking stupid. Like, I honestly hope that, I'm pretty sure it's true that Catherine has a restraining order against her being near the kids.
Yeah.
Like, what the
fuck? And, like, a cease and desist. Like, she's not allowed to talk about her.
Or assist and decease if you are Tamara Judge. But I just was like, what the fuck, Ashley? Like,
and nope. And then she just keeps on going. She's like,
she's doubling down.
He gets so stressed out when you text. Like, my boyfriend can't stand you. Just be careful, because I know a lot of information.
Is that a threat?
Guess what, Catherine? Yeah. I've got the life that you want. And that's why you're so threatened. God bless you.
It's like, and then the whole thing was like so. I was like watching, like, with like my jaw dropped, just being like, what?
Well, like, and then she gets Thomas involved. Catherine brings over Thomas and is like, your girlfriend is a fucking psycho. And he literally nods his head and agrees. He's like, I know.
He's like,
like, his eyes were saying it all. He's like, help me.
He's like, you don't understand. I made her sign a contract until October. I can't get rid of her until then, or she'll talk about the dildo sex tape.
And she's like, just be safe.
Yeah, she's and like, then, I don't want like, them around
mama,
my kids.
Baby mama, stay out of it.
Yeah, and it's like, what the fuck are you, like, stop. Like, I just want to, like, shake her, like, stop. And the thing is, too, is, like, even, like, looking back on this, like, I literally don't think she thinks she's done anything wrong. Like, she goes on Instagram and she's commenting, like, at least I didn't sleep with four cast members. Like, oh, yeah, she had to leave. She literally wrote on somebody saying Catherine had to leave rehab because she needed to get an abortion. Like, she's saying all this horrible shit that it's like, shut the fuck up. Like, you literally could redeem yourself in a sense of where you're like, look, there was like some weird shit going on. You know, I think that like there must have been miscommunication. Like, she could have just like really like stuck her tail between her legs and like humbled herself. But yeah. She was like, no, fuck this shit. I'm doubling down. It's like kneecap gate all over again.
Right. No, but she's just, and then Catherine's smart. She's like, she cannot be around the kids and be careful because if she threatened me, mm-hmm. she'll threaten you. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I know. Look into my eyes.
He's like, help me, please help me.
But then, Catherine starts getting unhinged though, because Ashley is not backing down. Well, and she's like, yeah. You fuck with me?
No, well, hold
you
on.
You see how long you'll be around.
But at this point though, this is they walk away and Ashley literally says, can you kiss me or hug me so that because people keep thinking we're going to break up. Like, she's like, literally like pretend to like me around all these people. And then Catherine's basically just like, you know what? Fuck this shit. Fuck this shit. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Hey, Ashley, fuck you. Fuck you.
She's like, you've crossed the line and the mother fuck you.
Yeah, she's like, why don't you work on being the best mom you can be? Why don't you work on that, okay? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What are you going to do, hit me?
She's like, shut the fuck up.
What are you going to do? Are you going to hit me?
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. I was like, oh.
You're nothing but an egg donor.
And even Thomas at some point was like, oh, ladies, hold up. Let me go get the KY jelly and a blow-up kiddie pool. And, like, let's discuss this in, like, 5 minutes. You guys wearing your décolletage under those white tie dresses? Like, I feel like Thomas has, like, for sure has a disgusting boner about this fight. And I bet they went home that night and he hate-fucked Ashley. I'm so sorry for the image.
Oh, God.
But he's like, Ashley, I'm going to take this outfit off and I'm going to put my white jeans on.
Okay, stop. No, just stop. And then Catherine's just like, you fucked with the wrong person and family.
She's like, you're not a family.
You're not an egg donor.
You're just an egg donor.
I'll pray for you tonight. But she really can get under her skin. Yeah. I mean, how could she not? Ashley is crazy. The thing about that Ashley's so crazy is like, she is below the belt and you don't even know what she could say next. That's the scary part about her. She's like Kelly Dodd.
Well, and I also feel like Catherine knows a lot of Thomas's secrets, but like chooses not to share because one, she's probably like somewhat frightened of Thomas and like, you know.
He's going to be in her life forever.
Right. And she has babies with him. So I think like almost like in a respect sort of way, she keeps those secrets, but she's like, oh shit, if Ashley knows one quarter of what I know, like, you guys are fucked.
Yeah, agreed.
And so basically then we end, at least like, you could tell that the editors are obviously like super over Ashley though, because then they're like, 6 months later, they're like, Ashley and Thomas are still together. And then they show the video of Thomas and Catherine when they were dancing to Oops, I Did It Again. They're like, Thomas and Catherine are co-parenting. And then they like bring another screen up of Catherine with the kids. And Catherine has 50-50 custody. And it's like a bright star in an otherwise shitty fucking person.
And that's why Trashley is the worst. And that's why she's staying at the plantation. And that's why she's a piece of shit.
I want to talk about, though, I don't actually think she's staying at the plantation. One, we never see the inside of the plantation. Like, I feel like Ashley is one of those people that would drive out to the plantation. And then she would take video being like, oh, this is my heaven. And then she'd drive home.
Or is she there when Thomas has the kids?
No, I literally think I'm convinced they're broken up.
Okay.
Because he has not said, he has been very radio silent, very right. radio silent, and she keeps posting, and I feel like there's something's happened because otherwise he would be like, you gotta fucking stop.
I'd be shocked if he got any jail time though.
No, I don't think he's gonna go to jail, but I want his reputation to be ruined.
It is. It already is.
I fucking hope so. Fuck that guy. I don't care. Actually, you know what? Fuck that. He could go to jail. I don't give a fuck. I'm not going to let my rage go. But basically, Thomas is a shitty person, and Ashley is a shitty person.
And speaking of of shit.
What a segue.
So, okay, you guys. Summer Mary, I told you at the beginning of this podcast, I have been detoxing. And, you know, I got to get my summer body. But basically, I have been drinking Teamy Blends. And I am in love with it. It is a total detoxifier. I mean, it's a colon cleanse, basically.
So let me tell you. So I went to Vegas back in June, and I was like, I need to, like, get this shit, these toxins, like, out of my body after Vegas. Like, I was like, I have destroyed myself. Like, I need, like, a refresh. And so I honestly use Teamy Blends.
It's so easy. You can just... So you drink it in the morning.
You drink a Teamy Skinny in the morning. So it's like this one, it's this like loose leaf tea. You drink that in the morning. Then you drink the you drink the detox tea. You wake up in the morning, you do your biz.
You definitely poo in the morning, let's just say that. In a good way. Like, you get it all out. Yeah. There's so much toxins inside of you, like you are cleaning out your colon from college.
I mean, sometimes
that stuff is backed up.
Listen, some mornings I really felt like that.
You're like, those San Diego State days are coming out.
Yeah, but it's actually like really great. I did feel like I saw results too of like having like, besides feeling fresher and like detox, I felt like I actually felt like thinner too. Like, I felt like my tummy was
for sure like has been getting flatter. Like, they're. It's releasing.
Yeah. So, like, after it's like, Mary, you have to try this in your Summer Mary style. Like, please, you can focus more time on this. I need you to do it. And now you are hooked, too.
I love it. Like, I just feel less bloated, and I just have more energy, hence working out, you know, because just getting all the bad stuff out. It's great.
Yeah. So, if you guys are any interest in that, you know, we all see the Instagram ads. We all kind of question, should we do it, should we not? Do it. I feel like we do not lead you wrong in the products that we recommend. Most of the, you know, they're things that we actually believe in. So if you're into it, you can go to teamyblends.com, and that's team, T-E-A-M-I, teamy, blends, B-L-E-N-D-S.com, and use our discount code Judgy, J-U-D-G-E-Y. How do you spell it, Mary?
J-U-D-G-E-Y. And you guys will get 15% off. And I'm serious.
Yeah.
Do you want to have Summer Mary's body? Use the Teamy Blends.
which body? the after.
The after.
Yeah. So, anyway.
It deflates you.
Yeah. It's really
And you
great.
Just have more energy, which is the best part about it.
Yeah. So then Mary can do her one activity of going to Orange Theory.
Yeah. Okay. You burn like 500 calories there.
Yeah. Okay, let's move on to Real Housewives of New York.
Oh, where have we been without Roni?
Okay, I just gotta say, like, when Bravo goes on hiatus for the 4th of July, it's fucking
rude.
That was
a horrible week.
It's so rude. Like, I'm telling you, that's why I went into this Made in Chelsea hole, because I had nothing else. I mean, now, could I have gone outside and, like, done something with my life? I could have, but is that American?
No. Eating apple pie is American.
Yeah, while watching Real Housewives of New York, and they didn't let me do that.
Well, but also, everyone DVRs. So it's like, you can keep your regular program schedule.
Also, I understand Bravo. Maybe not even having New York because it's on the actual 4th. Give me Below Deck. Give me Southern Charm. Like, those are the days after. I had to work those days.
They did do Million Dollar Listing on the Monday, though.
And they did but Potomac.
They didn't play it this week.
Yeah,
they were off.
Yeah, well, no, Million Dollar Listening To has now moved to like Tuesdays or something. It's just old. It's like,
I like to start you with my man crush Monday.
Yeah, it's like, what's Tuesday? Taco Tuesday is not anything for Steve Gold unless he wants to have tacos with me, shirtless. Him, not me.
A taco down there.
What? No, stop.
Don't people call those tacos
vaginas?
Yeah.
What?
Is that not a thing?
Yeah, but Steve. So Real Housewives in New York.
We can eat tacos together? No? Okay.
So, nailed it.
Do Which people I'll say that, or am I making this up?
I don't think people talk about, when they talk about Taco Tuesday, I literally thought it was about tacos. Have you all this time thought it was about vaginas? Oh no, you guys.
I've tricked so many people.
Oh no. Wait, this whole time you thought it was about vaginas?
No, of course not.
Mary, I don't know. Oh my god. I have to tell you too. It's like kind like the room that Mary's in right now is very backlit. Her teeth are so white. They're literally shining through.
Wait, that's actually really funny because I'm not at my normal house and I'm using Tom's of Maine toothpaste. And Tom's of Maine's really white. And like when I brush my teeth, I'm like, my teeth are as white as this toothpaste.
Your teeth are so white right now.
Okay. Anyways, Roni. So basically we start off and it's Lou practicing for the cabaret. I didn't realize that she had solidified the cabaret before going to rehab and jail. For some reason, I thought that came after. Ben and Billy are these great, they've been these great Broadway stars and they've worked with all the best and now they're working with Lou. And she's like, money came by a class. I sound way better than
that. Yeah, I was gonna like, money can't buy your class. Like, it was so weird the way she was singing it.
No, she's like, money can't buy your class. I'm doing like Cher.
Yeah, I don't know where we're going with this. We're not doing anything of what she was singing.
Money can buy your class. That would be like cabaret-esque. Okay, so then Sonia's like going to be in the show, and she's like, this is totally my element. And Lou's like, I only have 4 weeks of practice, like, kind of freaking out. And she's like, well, I do more cabaret-esque. And that's when I knew she planned to take off her dress.
That 100% while they were talking, because she kind of hinted at it. Like, she's like, we'll wear panties.
I know. And like, Lou's like, I'm not playing Snatch Guard that night. I have too many costume changes.
Yeah, what the hell was that? I also am like, Sonia, nobody wants to see your tits. Nobody really cares about you getting naked. Like, we've seen it plenty of times. And it's like,
with your bruise on your ass.
Yeah. Oh, my God. What was that party? It was like in the basement of like Cipriani's or something.
It was like colonial. Like Renaissance.
Yeah. Like, she forgot her underwear.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I think
she always forgets. She wasn't wearing her underwear on Watch What Happens Live. But she was wearing Sonia by Sonia Morgan for $89 the dress.
What about, was she wearing the crest shoes?
No crest shoes this episode. Oh, okay. And then I also loved that they were all like, they all had to wear glasses to read the music. I was like, oh, God bless these women. They're like over 50s, like putting on a cabaret show. Good for you. Good for you. Gold. Okay. And then we go over to Carol's apartment and Carol's like, oh, Adam just sent me like 5 dozen roses. No big deal. I'm playing hard to get. And then Adam, like, baby was downstairs with his co-owner and the baby comes back up at 10 o'clock and I'm like, trip. And then Adam just shows up. I'd be like, what the fuck? First of all, I'd look like shit. Even though you lived with this person, it's like, you don't want to see them like that.
And then
Carol's just like pushing him off. And she's like, well, you know, I just don't have time for you right now. I'm like, Carol, you're not dating anyone. You're going to speed dating.
But also, though, it was like the whole thing was like very weird. But the thing that I could not even pay the attention to this conversation, because in the background, they show baby coming down the stairs. Carol's stairs are a fucking nightmare.
You could easily, I would die in that apartment.
I was like, what is happening? Like that dog, I'm like, that dog could just, like, fall through. Like, fall through. Could you imagine, like, having a drink or two trying to, like, make your way up?
She's the skinniest person alive. She could fall through.
It's like that Family Guy episode, you know, where it's, like, Kate Moss, and she's like, oops, crack in the floor. And she, like, falls through. It's like, those stairs are so scary.
Oh, my gosh. And then Tinsley's like, so me and Scott are moving in together, and I just thought the best idea would be to move into the penthouse. So I'm just going up a couple flights. You know, we've done long distance. Now we're going for the real thing. And Carol's like, well, just keep it cute. Keep it cute. Make him breakfast. Well, I could order it.
Like, why cook when you could have room service?
And do we really think he moved in?
No.
I question that.
Also, who is the guy helping her?
Oh, my gosh. Her moving out.
That was so like, good. first
she's
off,
Carrie Bradshaw.
No, that was bullshit. She was trying to, you know, she's like, oh, yeah. The cameras are coming. Oh, I'm going to put these sweaters in the oven so that people really think that, like, oh, that's where I put them.
And then he's like, what in the Carrie Bradshaw are you doing?
Like,
and he's like, let's bubble wrap your shoes. And she's like throwing her like $600 pairs of shoes. I'm like, yeah, like.
It's so the whole God,
what I could do if I sold like four of those pairs of shoes, what I could do. I could go to, if I sold two pairs of shoes, I could go to Vicky's.
I was just going to say, you could go to Vicky's. I love that we have the same idea.
Hensley, can you send us four pairs of Louboutins? Christian Dior, whatever you want, and we'll sell them on Poshmark.
Oh, my God.
And we can go to Vicky's Puerto Vallarta.
Oh, my God. Like, I think it could be lucrative.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. So when Sonia goes over to Bethany's, was that a snide remark again from Bethany when she was like, oh, hey, you're going to love this because it's a size bigger than me with the pants?
You know what? If I was only one size bigger than Sonia, I'd be happy to.
So you mean than Bethany?
Yeah. I mean, I'd.
Yeah. And she's like, oh my God, this is the color of the year. I'm a fashion forecaster.
And to go along with her many, many descriptions for her, for the league. And the league wrote us back because we put that on our story. And then I was like, I might need to join. They're like, we can expedite you. I was like, okay, maybe.
I'm on it.
No, I'm not.
The girl who founded it is a friend of a friend.
I don't know. I don't use LinkedIn.
Do you have to
have LinkedIn.
Oh, you're like Summer Mary. That's just your LinkedIn. Oh, that's really funny. So then, I didn't even know they wrote us back. It's been a busy week for me.
She's reading her profile. She's like, okay, toaster oven shelf, special appearances, model actress, event producer, publicist, international fashion lifestyle boom, film producer. And then she's like, and then she just added, and she's like, what did you do? Win the second grade spelling bee?
It was pretty funny because I wanted to be like movie producer. She went bankrupt from it. $7 million. Like, it was like
toaster ovens never made it to shelf.
And then she like weirdly like lays on the couch and like shows her ass.
I mean, she looks great this
season. Yeah, but so. she was wearing underwear.
Yeah.
So that was a good thing. But okay. So then like Dorinda and Luann meet up for something that's very strange and I'm pretty sure never happens. Lou's like, "Oh yeah, my AA meetings are right across the street." And Dorinda's like, "They are? My church is right here."
Oh, I loved the scene. I loved when she took her into the church because Dorinda's Catholic.
Well, I think you love that because you could relate.
Yeah, I thought it was like really cute. They went and lit a candle and she prayed for her and she just wished her well. I thought that was an endearing scene. And I think Lou's being so humble. I thought Lou's jacket was weird.
I don't want the humbling storyline anymore.
I'm enjoying it because she'll come back.
I want it to go into Countess and Friends.
That's going to be the finale. I think we're going to get three Columbia episodes. And
oh,
then
shit. I totally forgot about Columbia. I literally cannot wait for it.
No, I think we're going to go to Columbia.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to return and the finale is going to be the show.
I love it. Okay, this is great.
But no, I loved, like, you know, she's like, the restaurants are the hardest parts to, you know, not have a glass of wine and like the energy of the city. And she's like, you know, it's like brushing your teeth the other way. It's a habit and it's hard to get rid of alcohol, which it's such a social thing to do.
It really is. Like I,
the only things I do with my friends are go to eat at a restaurant, drink 100%. Or like work out together. That's like the three things we do.
Like there's like times where I'm like, I have to hibernate for the weekend because I can't have a drink.
Yeah.
I don't know how to go out without ordering a glass of rosé.
I don't want to live in a world like that.
It's true. Okay, so moving on. So then
they go to try on like jumpsuits and sequins, and this is like Dorinda's normal closet, and it's Lou's like burlesque show.
But also, let's discuss all those outfits she tried on. She wore at Countess and Friends.
And she looked amazing, and I love how she was like, "They fit me like a glove. I didn't have to get one thing hemmed or all that stuff." It was great.
Her bod is fantastic.
Rocking.
Amazing. So we talked about Tinsley and her movie. The whole thing is, like, very strange for me with Tinsley. Like, I don't really, I guess I just don't understand. Is, like, Tinsley the one that's there that, because she's, like, always, like, a comic relief?
I think she adds to the show. I mean, she tried on wedding dresses before she even got engaged and cried over sperm. Or not sperm, eggs. Or
Yeah, eggs. Her babies.
Yeah, her babies. I mean, that's, I loved that. Iconic.
Yeah. Okay. And so then, so Lou and Carol meet up, and which, their relationship is pair, so much.
Interesting it's, pair to meet up. And they, Carol ordering coffee, like a diuretic once again. It's like, Carol, eat something.
Well, she's like, I'd like 3 eggs, 1 sunny side up, 1 plate, 1 scrambled egg white only, 1 plate, 1 hard boiled egg, 1 plate. I don't like my eggs touching each other. And then, you know what? I'm actually not even going to eat any of them. So you could keep them in the back.
No, I just thought it was an interesting pair. And she's like, well, I like this Lou and I'm into this Lou and her reinventing herself. And I'll have a coffee with cold milk.
Yeah, and they're like, you get cold milk, not hot milk?
She's like, I'll take some half and half. And Carol's like, half and half? Oh, God, you know how many calories that is?
Yeah. And then Carol's like, I do, because I count every single calorie. Every single one. Okay, so then Ramona's in the...
Basically, then the rest of it is, like, them going to the speed dating.
Okay, what I thought was so funny is Carol's, like, talking to Deborah, you know, who's putting speed dating on.
No, Rory.
Oh, sorry. Whatever. Sorry.
And I also feel like maybe Rory could get a spinoff because this speed dating was gold.
Yeah. Yeah. You're totally right. Like, I almost felt like when she walked up that she was like Siggy Flicker. Like, remember in Siggy, like, she had a spinoff or something before, like the relationship fixer or something like that. And I was like, they are totally testing her.
Yeah, I agree.
Testing her to see if she deserves like a matchmaker because they've been trying to replace Patty Stanger for years.
Right. And like Ramona just, she jumped in head first and she's hi, I'm Ramona. What's your nationality? You guys think American?
It's like the whole thing of like the speed dating was like, it was a lot.
Ramona's like, so I love to cook. I love to entertain. I love to travel. I go to Aspen. I go to Florida. I go to LA. I go to the Hamptons. I have a country home. And he's like, so you go everywhere everyone else does.
Yeah, but she, like, the amount of confidence that Ramona has, I'm impressed.
I've never had in my life.
No, not even in my pinky finger. Like, I'm, like, very impressed by her. Like, she, because just think, like, she's gone through a lot of shit, but she's just like, fuck it. I'm going for it.
Well, if I looked that good, go for it, girl.
Yeah, I agree. I thought it was great. I was into it. And
meanwhile, Sonya's like, do I smell like mothballs? And the guy's like, no, but can you get away from me?
Okay, but then Sonya met her match last night.
Oh, my God. Oh,
what the fuck was that?
Him whispering in her ear and grabbing her. She's like, well, you know, like a spanking. Some boys spank like this and, like, taps them, and then other guys spank like this. And then he's like, oh, I'll tell you something.
He was like... have you seen a cat with 9 tails? Or like something. I was like, I think you mean live, sir. And I don't want to be
where
a part
of this. Where are you going with this? Yeah,
As Taylor Swift once said, I would very much like to be excluded from this narrative. Like, get me out of this.
And he's like, I'll tie you up and have marks on you in the morning. She's like, oh, I love a good hand mark in the morning.
And she's like, ah! And I was like, what the fuck? But is this her?
What else can you do, though, in that situation when someone grabs you and whispers, like, the most profane thing in your ear? I would be laughing. I'd be crying, laughing, red in the face, and run.
Mary, I think I would literally be like, I don't think this is going to work. And, like, walk away.
So good.
Wait, I'm just like cracking up. Like, so, and then, like, okay, what was the weird thing though? There was the guy with the scarf who Ramona was originally talking to, then like Carol was talking to him, but then he was there for Bethany, and I was like, okay, oh,
so this
no.
is so Please Brian explain. Brian is the red scarf. Mm-hmm. He's a lawyer, and he had met Bethany previously, and they went on a couple dates, and of course Ramona talks to him first and really thinks she hit it off with him. And she's like, that red scarf, it was really like, he totally like really caught my eye with that. He was really memorable.
That was a good impression of her.
He bought me a drink, so like I was gonna get him one too.
Oh, she's like, can you, what was Bethany's line? Bethany actually cracked me up when she was like, and she's like, no, can I get you a drink?
And like sucks on her straw so hard.
Yeah.
But basically, and Brian's like, hey, I came here to like see you again and da da da. And you know, she's like,
how did being Brian honest know, with him. How did Brian know Bethany was going to be there? Was there a casting call for speed dating?
They all run in the same circle, just like Harry, Dick, and
Tom, Harry. Tom, Dick, and Harry.
Tom, Dick, and Harry. You know, it's like, I feel like there's, you know, this Upper East Side just cult.
Okay, so friends of friends. Where is Court then? Bring back Court.
Someone recently sent us a message that said they went up to Court in the Hamptons Hammer and was like, Court. And he was like, please go away. And I was like, how did he look? I imagined leather. And they were like, yes.
Yes, but he still has the same haircut. I saw the photos.
Oh, God, so good.
Guys, if you don't remember who Court was the one who went on a date with Luann way back in the day and went in for a kiss with Luann. And Luann's like, and like gave her my cheek. And then she's like, do I think Court and I have chemistry? Of course. Okay.
And then I thought Ramona was the number one dater, to be honest. Then number two, I would say Bethany. Mm-hmm. So the like matchmaker lady is like, okay, put into order food, love, sex, and laughter. Mm-hmm. And Bethany's like, okay, laughter, love, food, and sex. Because sex is like pizza. All of it's good. No matter what, it's good.
I also feel like Carol's like putting on this front. Like, I feel like she still wants to be with Adam. Like, the speed dating, I mean, obviously, like, the speed dating was just like the girls doing an event and being silly, but like,
which I love.
Yeah, no, I thought it was great, but it's like, Carol, you're not looking to be with anybody else.
I think she is. I think she's over Adam.
You think so? I don't think she is. I don't think so. I'm not buying that Adam's sending her all these flowers and then she's just okay with him coming into the house with baby. And it's like, she's like, I can't be mad at him. I'm like, Carol, you know you fucked him.
Right. Probably. Okay, then my other favorite date was the guy with Lou. And Lou's just, like, not into this. I think she's like, why am I even here? I can't even have a drink. Yeah. And then the guy's like, so what'd you do for the holidays? And she's like, well, funny story. Yeah. Well, I went to Florida and I was supposed to go to South America. I didn't make it. I just stayed in Florida, aka went to rehab.
You know, God love Lou.
And then what's her name?
Dorinda, Ramona,
Bethany. Ramona has her last date with a 44-year-old guy. And he's like, so how old are you? And she's like, much older than you. How old do you think I am? How old do you think I am? And he's like, well, I thought you were more like my age. And she's like, like smooches his face. And like, oh my God, I'm almost 44 according to you.
And it's like, Ramona, just go with it. Go with it.
So Ramona's like, okay, I'm going to get this guy a tequila drink. And Bethany is talking to him, chatting, blah, blah, blah. She's like, what did that guy have? He had a tequila. What kind of tequila? Can you get me a tequila for him? Like, can I get him a tequila? And then this guy on the side's like, well, he's talking to Bethany. I think they're kind of a thing. And Ramona's like, well, he can be my thing too. Like, we talk too. Can we have a tequila? Can I get a tequila? I mean, is it that so hard to get a tequila? And then she walks over. And she's like, I thought I'd bring you a drink because you were kind enough to bring me one. And literally Bethany is about to burst out in laughter. Like, this guy's clearly talking to me. Don't try to butt in right now. It was just too much.
I'm into it. I like when Ramona does that. I like when Ramona, like, kind of makes an ass of herself, but, like,
she has no filter. She has no, like, peripheral vision. She's just all for one and one for all.
I know, but that's what I love.
That should be her tagline. Season.
What? If you don't like something about filters? Oh, wait, what'd you say?
I said all for one and one for all.
Oh, okay.
Like, and then we are basically like, we are kicking off for Cartagena, Colombia.
Wow. You were just there.
I know. I went there last summer, guys. It's a beautiful, beautiful city, and I hope they give it justice.
Well, I also had a friend, though. A friend who was in Cartagena, and she said she had a horrible boat trip, but when they showed she was like, oh my God, I wonder if they went on the same boat as me, because it, like, she's like, I thought we were gonna die sort of deal. And she's like, no, the boats are totally different. She's like, so basically, don't go on a boat in Cartagena.
I went in one in Santa Marta.
And how was it?
It was fine. It was great. Oh, I'll great. Go back. I'm going to go back to there next summer.
Oh, wow. Living your best life, Summer Mary.
Going to Colombia and Peru.
What, Summer Mary, what are you getting into this weekend?
Oh, I'm having a pool party on Saturday.
Oh, are you? Are you?
In my mansion. And that's kind of. Oh, and I'm doing a hike. I'm doing a hike fundraiser for the homeless.
Oh, I donated to that. You're welcome. Good luck. Good luck. You're doing great. I'm really proud of you. Thank you. I'm going to go to sleep because I haven't slept and I'm so tired, but I love doing this with you. And I love you guys for listening.
And we can't wait to talk OC next week.
Yes, you guys, this is so exciting. I've been waiting for this. If they let me down like Beverly Hills did this season, though, I'm going to be pissed.
We're going to be squeezing all those oranges over their heads.
Yeah, and then we'll still watch
because talk about it.
Because that's what
we're loyalists. Do.
Yes, we are masochists too for all this horrible TV that we watch weekly so we can talk with you all about it. Guys, remember,
guys, write us 5-star iTunes reviews, SoundCloud reviews. Join the jury. The Jury Speaks on Facebook is the best group, by the way.
Yes, you guys. And I just want to give a shout out to our mods because you guys do an amazing job for us. I used to have a lot more of say and control over what things happened. And so now I'm so happy. Thank you guys so much for all the hard work you do. And for all of our jury members, we have grown so much. There's over 9,000 of you in this Facebook group. Like, that's amazing. And all you guys all crack me up except for those. I'm going to be honest. Kylie Jenner became a billionaire. And I have some thoughts on this.
Go to the Jury Speaks to read about it.
Yeah, and go to the Jury Speaks to read about it because a lot of you don't seem to agree with me.
That's not my opinion. That's one judgy girl's opinion, not mine.
Guys, I am here for it. Here for it.
Okay. Okay, we'll go now. Bye.
Bye.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.